Hey, beautiful people. This is Nkechi, and I'm just hopping in to set the scene. You are currently listening to How to Demolish Your Limiting Beliefs. There are over 15 plus episodes in this particular series, so make sure you get a listen to all of them. As well, don't forget to subscribe so you're notified every single time we drop a new episode. And make sure you join our community by becoming a member at www.nkechi.club. That's N-K-E-C-H-I.club. All right, let's go ahead and get into the episode, and I'll see you guys on the other side. Enjoy.
And I've been on Zooms and calls and everything else, but every single share that I have heard has really moved me and has just been so spot on. And something that I just wanted to contribute is, I think I said this maybe last week, you know, in Nkechi, or just, you know, certainly in one of your rooms, it's come up a couple of times, you know, today, with different words, but, you know, the bottom line is that, you know, we are the gift. We are the gift. When we arrive, we bring the gift.
Yes.
And the gift is for the world. The gift is for ourselves, first of all, and then the gift, we give it to the world. Once we know our purpose, right? And that looking in, that leaning in is discovering the purpose, you know, demolishing obviously the limiting beliefs that are in our way of actually carrying out our purpose, sharing our gifts, sharing our purpose. And I've just heard it, you know, again and again and again in this room. But if we truly step into our power and acknowledge and own the fact that we are the gift, and we just bring that whenever we arrive, whatever we do, like, we literally are the gift that we are giving to others. And truly, if we develop that, if we harness that, if we get to the root of that, if we understand the change that we can make because we are a gift to ourselves and to others, just imagine what, first of all, our everyday could be, and also just the incredible ripple effects that we will have on others, which we already do. You know, we already do constantly, sometimes consciously, most of the time, I think unconsciously, because we don't necessarily accept or truly realize the gifts that we are. So, that was just something that I've, you know, just heard in it's actually been a culmination of rooms, but that was something, you know, that I just heard time and time again with some of these shares. So, you know, it's just a matter of really stepping into our power and owning that, and diving in, but then really diving in and discovering, you know, what our true gift is, and really, you know, then be relentless about really knowing how to use it, and especially with the change that we can make in the world, and, you know, with others, and obviously ourselves. So I just wanted to share that and catch you, because that's what was coming up for me as I heard this just beautiful, impassioned, and vulnerable shares. So thank you so much for the space. Love you dearly. And a 35-page book is coming your way.
Love you too, boo. Last time I checked on her, it was about 14 pages long. So 35 is quite a ways.
It's crazy.
That's awesome. Yeah. But I know it's jam packed. I know it's jam packed with value. So I'm excited. I'm excited for you. And listen, what you just spoke on. I think that there's a level of profoundness to those statements that I really, really, really hope everyone, like, received. For you to understand that you're a gift, that means you understand your value. For you to understand your value, that means you've done the deep dive. For you to have done that deep dive, that means that you had a level of love for yourself that said, hey, I gotta stop acting like self-care is selfish. I have to actually know myself. For you to see the value in yourself, value means that you love the thing. That means that you saw the worth. That's the epitome of self-worth. And you're 1,000% right, Yvette. A lot of people walk around and they're just ready to offer themselves up to anybody that will have them. anybody, anything, any experience, anything, just in order to not be alone, just in order to, but the reality is you are fine. You are the prize and you always have been. It was never different. You have always been the prize. You didn't even need somebody to accept you as a prize for that to be true. Just like what Brooke started off saying, the truth is still the truth, whether anybody accepts it. How many times have I said that just this week alone in these rooms? There's a level of value that a lot of us have that we don't even know exists because we're still waiting for somebody else to come and confirm it for us. And it's not necessary. Understand that every single person that gets to be in your presence, they are gifted with your presence. So thank you so much for that, Yvette. And you're a gift. I'll tell you that right now. You're a straight up gift. You always have been, always will be. All right. So, all right. Last up, but definitely, absolutely, positively not least, I got my man Giuseppe here. Giuseppe, the mic is yours.
Thank you, Nikeji. Yeah, like I said, the last time that I work all time during, I heard you in this room, you know, and I love that. I love people that remember something I have not said. This is the magic life is when you want to increase your learn and you don't have a limit. Don't have a limit, what mean? Sometimes people check before, okay, now talking, for example, done. They talking, and immediately people open the profile and need, okay, I see the number of followers, okay, I give a value, I don't give a value. And that is exactly what you didn't do that. Because when people talking, I never see the picture, who talking, I'm not interested in race, the color, religion. No, I only needed I need info. I need increase myself. And who? What is the secret? I don't love to talking about secret opinion. I want to give a gift, my personal gift. When I started to be great, you need to use this gift. I heard more time during today, Nakaji, people, I love to do this. I like to do this. This is incredible. This is amazing. Yes. But please trust me. If you like to do that, if you love to do that, it's not sure that you need to use it. You don't need to use this to increase your knowledge or skill. You know why? I have two coach, one business coach and one life coach. I want to kill them 10 times per day because I hate both, funny way, because they need to remember me the hard way, not the easy way. If you have around you, people tell, oh, you are incredible, you are amazing, you are incredible, you are amazing, all time. Why you need to increase your knowledge, your skill? You need to show to them that you're really value. And for this, you know, if you want to be great, you need to change. Because sometimes people tell, no, I love everything what I do. Okay, perfect. Are you a millionaire? No, you need to change. Because if you repeat exactly what you did all day in the last 1 year, 10 years, 20 years, means that don't need to use that to be the person that you want to be. You need to change. You need to leave up your comfort zone. And what I can know, easy. Like when you prepare the cheesecake of grandmother, is the recipe is this. Okay, if you don't fail, if you are not wrong, if it's not difficult to do that, you are not doing anything great that will make you better. And that is because, you know, when I start to speak English, Nakeji, sometimes I want to kill her because when she start to talk with the heart, the brain, it's, you imagine me, you talking, and me, I'm running around you because I want to understand. And my brain, go ahead, run. It's like me, when I was young, I want to be rich. It was a bad deal. Because if you work for money, you're running fast in the back of the money, but the money running faster to you. When you started to work for your project, your baby, your business, your dream, immediately change everything. People start to follow you, remember, not because you are great to talking, for consistency. I love everybody, but sometimes it's incredible in the social media, poor people want to teach you to make money only because they speak well. Be patient. Never judge the book by the cover. Give people the opportunity to show you who they are. Don't judge the people because they open the book. If you have the book in your hands and you tell, no, I don't love this book because don't like the title, you have a problem. Write the introduction, read the book, and read every book. Sometimes you have a big surprise. How many times? Tell me the truth. How many times you see the picture in the clubhouse and you tell, oh, who is this? And he start to talk after you tell, oh my God, wow, it's incredible, it's amazing. That is the life. Life is magic if you never judge people. Give the opportunity to everybody. Show really who they are. And remember, if you want to be great, you need to change. And how you can change? You need to start the hard work. There are two things. The things that you love, you like to do, they never, never increase your knowledge, your skill, your capacity. You remain the same thing. And the other thing that you need, you must. Do you think that I love to awake at 4 a.m.? No. But I need, because I need to increase my knowledge about English. That is the no secret. My gift for you. Because in the last 3-4 days, I'm incredible. I find the power in myself, thanks to Nakeji, and I want to share with you. What I want? Nothing. I want you start to help other people, because everybody need help, but everybody are busy to ask you, please, can you help me? Because I don't understand this, I don't understand it. Stop 1 second and give them exactly what you want to receive. Trust me, life give you exactly what you deserve. This is my gift for everybody. This is Giuseppe Nakeji. I love you and I'm complete.
Love you too, boo. Life gives you exactly what you deserve. That's a conversation a lot of people are not even ready for. Sometimes you see some things that are happening in your life and you're not even realizing it's actually because that's the frequency at which you're operating at. That's why you can, it's not that you're a bad person. It's that you are at the wrong frequency. You haven't challenged yourself enough. And when you are actually meant for a higher level, you will never be okay at the previous frequency that you were on. You will never be okay at that frequency. You will always see discontent. You will always see trouble. You will always find problems. You will always find drama. Because you're not at the right frequency. What did we say the other day on Tuesday? You will always find problems. You will always find drama because you're not at the right frequency. What did we say the other day on Tuesday? What did I say? Some of y'all been chopping disrespect because you're not where you're supposed to be. Some of you are actually experiencing disrespect and disclaimers and issues and arguments and not being understood because you're actually not where you're supposed to be. Your frequency was never supposed to be there to begin with. You know that you have intrinsic value, whether you acknowledge it or not. A truth is a truth, whether you acknowledge it or not. You when you are born, you have intrinsic value. It's something that you have inherited. It's been passed down from ancestor to ancestor to ancestor. You have intrinsic value. So some of you are actually experiencing disharmonies, not because you actually deserve those disharmonies, but because you haven't quantified your intrinsic value and made sure that your external matches what that value is. There are people who are at higher stations than they're supposed to be at, and that's why they continue to mess up in those stations. That's why everything keeps falling through their hands like water, because they haven't actually done the work to build up to there. They just got lucky that they had enough value passed down to them through the ancestries that they're able to be up there. It doesn't mean that they know how to be up there. They just are up there. They don't know how to be up there. That's why you see certain billionaires that will remain unnamed show their behind as if they act ghetto.
That part.
That's why you see some people that literally don't have anything to their name, but the amount of grace and self-worth they have is like, damn, were you Oprah in a previous life? I'm just saying. I'm just saying. Hey, Lisa Farrell. Guys, we're going to get ready to shut down. I have a hard stop coming up. And there's so much. There's so much that is still left to be said. But I want you guys to just walk away with this. It doesn't matter what realizations you've had this week. It doesn't matter whether they were good or they were bad. None of it matters if you don't put it into action. None of it matters if you don't start making actual changes in real time, tangible changes. A couple years ago, I was in two accidents back to back. I don't know what those accidents did to me, but they completely changed the way that I was approaching life. It wasn't that the way I was doing it prior to that was incorrect. It's just that it was not conducive to the new season, and that's why those accidents happened. You want to know why? Because I kept trying to be the same person I was in the previous season, in the new season, and that's how I almost died twice, back to back. Back to back. The first time broke my mind and broke my body. The second time broke off whatever else was left. You don't have that luxury. You keep chopping insult. Horrible things keep happening to you because you're not acknowledging that you're no longer in that previous season. You're not. When I look back on that, I have a level of accountability. Mind you, I wasn't at fault for the accidents. That's the thing that's crazy. It's not like I was driving drunk. It's not like I wasn't doing anything. One of them, I was literally sitting at a traffic light. Somebody drove through me. Another one, I was on the way to see a friend. A car, like literally, my car wrapped around another car because they drove right into me. It wasn't my fault, but it was my fault. If you don't act your level, you will get leveled. If you don't act your level, you will end up leveled.
That's good.
You understand? You're either going to fix yourself or something else is going to level you out. And it rarely does it nicely. It rarely does it with grace. You will be humbled beyond, and you don't need all that. So anyway, this has been amazing. I can't believe we got this on recording, guys. I'm so excited to put this on the site. If you haven't already gone to nkechi.club and become a member, what's wrong with you? Go over there. Become a member. I'm working on next week's study guide. We're going to be taking a deep dive into manifestation. I'm not going to tell you the title and all that, but it's actually pretty powerful. And I'm excited to see what it's going to look like in the hallway, because it's pretty boisterous. It's pretty boisterous. Just real quick before you head out, just come up here to my PTR. This is Nkechi speaking with the Magenta Circle in position one. Come up here to my PTR, hit it one time, and you will actually see the placeholder for Monday's room. If that bell icon is not already yellow, please hit it one time to turn it yellow. All right. As well, please follow the Hustler Club. We might actually be starting off Monday again. With it being a locked room and then opening it up. But either way, follow the club. It's a really cool club. They've got some cool conversations, including ours. And if you want to be part of the Discord, hit my PTR, go over to my Instagram. And on my Instagram, you will actually see the link to the Discord. Feel free to follow me as well if you'd like. I got some really annoying people knocking at my door, and I'm trying to like keep my lesser self down there. But I'm really about to ask them why they're knocking on my door at 4 p.m. EST. It better be a Jehovah's Witness. So, with that being said, I love you guys. I love you guys. And, I hope this week is
love you.
Love you. Love you.
Good job on that side.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate you. I appreciate
love
you.
Love you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Love you.
Thank you.
Love you. Thank you. Thank you. Love you, Nkechi. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye, everyone.
Good night. Good night. Discord before I delete it. One. All right.
Appreciate it.
Have a safe weekend.
Bye.
Hey loves, welcome to the other side. I hope you're enjoying the journey so far. If there are episodes you haven't listened to yet, make sure to check them out next. And if you haven't already, make sure you visit us at www.nkechi.club to join our community by becoming a member. That's nkechi.club. As well, don't forget to subscribe so you're notified every single time we drop a new episode. I hope that something you heard today touched you. And until the next time, please remember, you are loved, you are valued, and we couldn't do this without you.